KSRN News, I'm John Scott. This late word, Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. The Florida Republican made the announcement this afternoon. Another seat in the U.S. House has flipped for Republicans.
Republican Nick Begich has won Alaska's U.S. House race, beating Democrat and incumbent Mary Peltola. Peltola was the first Alaska native in Congress. Begich will be filling a seat once held by his grandfather. He comes from a long line of Democrats, but he says he's been a lifelong Republican. Wednesday was the deadline for elections officials to receive ballots mailed from overseas for the November 5th election. In a statement on social media, Begich says Alaska has great potential, but, quote, much work remains for Alaskans to fully realize that potential. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump is personally making moves to shore up support for one of his more controversial cabinet nominations. And in other news, Issaquah, Washington, Allison Giannini says a tumbling tree and flying branches took out half of her carpet and damaged nearby cars. She spoke to KOMONews.com.
I was just really worried that the rest of the carport would come down or maybe even take the beams down, and then that would be the end of us, but we made it through.
Rain and snow pummeling Northern California as the region feels the effects of a major storm that could cause flash flooding and rock slides. Thousands of power without power in Washington State, and two people have died. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 371 points, the NASDAQ down 23. This is SRN News. Violating religious freedom is not cheap.
The state of Colorado will pay $1.5 million in attorney's fees after losing its effort to force a Christian web designer to make websites for gay weddings. The Supreme Court ruled against the state in 2023, and now the bill has come due. Colorado is putting together quite a losing record in going after Christians who don't wish to promote the LGBT agenda. The state famously lost at the Supreme Court in its effort to make a Denver businessman make a cake for a gay wedding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson signaling support for a Republican effort to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms at the Capitol. The effort has been triggered by the fact that a man who is living as a woman has won a seat in Congress. Democrat Sarah McBride will represent Delaware and be sworn in next year. Speaker Johnson says, we're not going to have men in women's bathrooms. This is SRN News. A woman who killed her two sons is denied parole.
The board's unanimous decision came at the first parole hearing for 53-year-old Susan Smith, who killed her children in 1994 by rolling her car into a lake while her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons were strapped in their car seat. Smith made her case by a video link from prison, saying she was very sorry and referring to her Christian faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know he has forgiven me.
Smith will continue serving a life sentence. She is eligible for parole every 2 years now that she has spent 30 years behind bars. Smith was sentenced to life in prison after a jury convicted her of murder. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Venezuelan man convicted in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lincoln Riley sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jose Ibarra convicted of 10 counts, including murder. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.